I had this very clear dream last night, one of those dreams where you feel it isn't a dream. And there was a presence there telling me something. And most of the details are forgotten. But the overall feeling that I was left with, I was being told that it's coming up to the time now for the changeover. And to me, the changeover means moving from, let's say, a human identity to another identity. And I suppose one way of explaining it would be imagining you're, say, in the army and you're on the lowest level, you're a private. And that was me at school and my education and the level at which we lived. And then by working and studying and so on, working the way up to sergeant or even more, say captain or something. And then somebody coming along and saying, you are now the chief of all military forces in the world. So this jump feels that huge, going from identifying as a human into this other energy. Now, I don't know that, but I felt it for many years, something like it, but it seems as though getting everything ready and complete, prepared, cleared, is making space for something. So as I've shared many times, right from in my early 20s when I went to my first psychic, they were saying to me, you are, and then different people told me different versions of it, you are going to be the one in connection with the change of consciousness on this planet. Other people have said you're going to be a major part of this. So many psychics have said this. Now, when a psychic tells me something, I don't know whether they're reading something in my mind that I don't know about but's there, or whether they're reading something else. But they all say something similar. And what they say is they're reading and then they go, oh, I can't see any further. There's something there that I don't have the facility to read. And that's what I feel. There is a change coming to the planet, and we don't have, at the moment, the facilities to read what this is going to be. It is going to be so outside of our any possible imagination. Totally, totally different. So we talk about the fourth dimension and the fifth dimension, but no, it's going to be much bigger and encompassing than that. So when I get these, what seem to be messages, it's maybe I'm going to move into there or have a realization about that. But I still get, whenever I mention I, and then it's bigger than the I. So the I has to go. Totally, utterly. And in a way, the I has gone. And that's what I found interesting talking to Diane. At some point, when people ask her, so what's it like? She just stops and says, I can't tell you what it's like. I can't say what it's like to be, and then she can't say me or have this experience. There are no words there to describe what this state is. This state is stateless. So to hear it expressed by somebody else in that way was very interesting to me, because it was saying exactly what happens when I try to describe it. There isn't anyone there, and yet there absolutely is. So in this dream, something was saying, right, it's coming up now, where this shift is going to happen. And there was a lot of detail, and I've completely forgotten the detail. I'm remembering that psychic reading I had in my early 20s when they said, you'll be going to Egypt to connect with the psychic tools from Atlantis and Lemuru and things I could never imagine. And I don't know whether it's that, but I feel on the edge of something. And the edge is as though, a bit like the film Matrix, seeing things the way we're seeing them is going to be realized that that is a level of illusion. Not that it's not real, it has its own reality, but there's another level where this reality can be seen as though we're watching a movie, a drama. And we'll suddenly say, oh yes, that's right, that's all happening on that level, and that isn't the main level. There's another one. And I think another one, another one. And some of science is saying now that the possibility of multiple dimensions happening simultaneously. And again, that's the information I keep getting. And when I say information, it's not as clear as information. I can't define it like that. But there is no past and there is no future. Everything's happening simultaneously. I'm just remembering, I used to describe it like getting into a lift, an elevator, on a high-rise building. Some people go down, and when they go down into the basement, there is the levels of torture, psychopaths, people with no empathy or feeling, where they can do anything to anybody because there's no meaning to it. And then we start to go up, and each floor contains everything. It contains the universe. At one level of consciousness, everything's contained there. And so people are still living in caves and still bunking each other on the head. Then we go to another level where things have got a little bit more. And then we go to another level and another. And we go up all the way through these levels until we get to the roof. And there's the vastness. And there's no levels. There's no formed reality. It is unformed. And out of the unformed, if there's a desire, say, oh, yeah, I'd like to experience that, down we come in the elevator to the level that we want to experience. So just to make it more complicated, I see every single person on planet Earth living at a different level of this high riser. Everybody has their own unique reality, and to them that is the universe, that is the way it is. And because so many of us have agreed to certain things, that we all think we're seeing the same thing, so when we look at something red, we all assume we're looking at the same red, and we're not. We've done scientific tests to see that people who are very sensitive to color see different, many, many shades of red, and some people only see one. Some people can't even see red, they're colorblind. They're living on another floor. And so each one of us is totally unique and projecting what we think is reality from what we think is reality, the way we've been programmed to see things, the experiences we've had. And in fact, reality is very, very different. And so is each person. Each person has no idea who they are and their potential. As we can see through savants, people that can do things with their minds that we can't even begin to imagine. What day of the week was it on the year 9, October the 21st? And they have the day of the week that quick. We can't we just can't even begin to imagine that. It's normal for them. And many, many other things that, the way I see it, we all have that facility. What prevents us, what blocks us from that facility is a part of our brain that we've developed. And in one way, that's developed us. In another way, it's blocking to our innate possibilities, the possibilities that we all have built in. So some people have developed more. Some people develop it on the intellectual side. Some people develop it on the emotional side. And we all have it. It's a matter of development. And that creates what we think is reality. And we're all so certain that the way we see things is the way it is. And science has been so adamant about that, so fixed about it, and then suddenly, oh, there's another level. There's another level. We're getting a lot of that on documentaries now, where people are way, way ahead, like Tesla, way, way ahead of their time, and everybody said, that's utterly impossible because it's not scientific. Science is a religion. The Big Bang is a religion. Dark matter is a religion. They're all ideas. They, at the ultimate, they have absolutely nothing to do with the unformed. That's the way I'm seeing it. What it seemed to me in this dream and what I've had floating around, it's saying, okay, we're coming up to the time now where you disconnect from all of your connections to what you call human and be open to go totally beyond that. And I think that's coming to most of you that are listening to this as well. This is going to come to you. What I felt is all the groups we've been doing for all these years is practicing, rehearsing, not holding. So when this shifting consciousness takes place, whether it's an alignment of the planets or whatever the sun does or whatever something else does that we can't imagine, when this shift comes, we don't hold. We don't hold what we think is reality. We're ready to die to what we think is reality and have this other level revealed to us, which also may not be the ultimate. It may be just another move, but it is going to be massive, not incremental. It is going to be a total shift, a tipping point. And then comes to, well, is that going to be for everybody? I don't know. I get a feeling that it will be for everybody who has done some sort of preparation, for some sort of looseness in there, not fixed and tight and holding anything. The shift comes, and the less holding, the smoother, the sweeter will be the shift. Just floating into this, ah, of course. And the people that are holding will feel worse. This energy will compress. And it's not against them. It's compressing so they see their situation more clearly and therefore have more of a perspective of whether they want to hold it or not. So I can imagine a whole bunch of people, maybe a third of the planet, suddenly shifting into a whole new reality where all the things we're struggling with are no longer appropriate. They're not happening anymore. We've gone up in the elevator to a totally different level of the universe, where we're all with and for each other, supporting, caring, looking after, and a delight that is beyond our imagination, no matter how delightful we felt when we've won something or our child's been born or we meet our partner, or it's way, way, way beyond that, what we can imagine. Something that makes every single molecule in our cells dance in delight. dance at their natural frequency, individually and with each other, in harmony, the hidden harmony. And that's what I feel is coming for all of us. And some of us need to go there first, need to spearhead, is a phrase. Go out there first. Go off into this. And if the gap would be too big, if people didn't keep up behind there, that person would just be seen as Jesus was seen, as Buddha was seen, as Mahavishnu was seen, and Bankai. They were seen as weird people. And apart from very few people around them who were not anywhere near the level of consciousness they were near, that was the gap. And that's why that energy didn't filter down and in fact got into the opposite. It became Buddhism and Christianity, Catholicism. It came into something that was pretty well the exact opposite of the founder. So we need people who are listening to themselves, reading things, listening things, being with people who seem to be more free and getting a sense inside. Am I getting a message inside? Is it saying that this situation in my life is no longer appropriate? Am I being invited somewhere? Not with certainty, because you can't go to the new with certainty. You see, if it's certainty, it's based on the old. And if it's based on the old, then it's not new. There's no certainty. It's just not holding the old. And usually there's a gap. You're floating in between. The old is finished. The new hasn't yet taken place. You're not quite born yet. And then slowly, slowly, and sometimes with people, click, there you are. Something totally new. You can look what we'll call back and see where you've come from, where other people are still stuck or choosing to remain in that level. You can see all that so clearly. You still can't see anything ahead, but you can see what was and is no longer appropriate absolutely clearly. You can see it in people. This is what I feel is coming for all of us, an invitation. Not to hold the old and respond, experiment, try out something that's new, not familiar, unknown. Try it out. In a fun, joyful, playful way.